like a crazy telemarketer. Like, hey, did you get that taken care of, or anything else?
If you just do one more order, I can get that knife block for you free of charge. All you gotta do is pay the $14.95 shipping and handling.
That's all you gotta do.
Yeah, yeah. Just one more order.
Do you got a soothing voice? You ever do telemarketing at any point?
No.
Seems like a good job for me and you, because like we don't really have to do anything.
Yeah.
All we would have to do is sit down and not give a shit. I called. Don't ask me why. But I called the Time Life people the other day. All
right.
You know, the guys, like, first of all, I didn't think it was still a thing where you can call up to order...
Life insurance?
No, CDs and...
Oh, shit,
stuff.
That?
Yeah, but apparently you can, right? And I kept this
what
guy
the
on
hell?
The phone. I kept this guy on the phone for, like, 15 minutes, just fucking with him, clearly fucking with him. And he just kept talking to me. I think that no one... I don't think... If I would have said, yes, let's send me that hits of the 70s. I don't think he would know how to take my money. I don't think it's ever happened
Wait,
since
what?
He's been there.
What? Hey, dude, do you have Spotify?
We got one. We got one. Well, that was a bunch of bullshit you don't care about. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is Accidental Life Coach. I'm Gary. He's Jink.
Hey.
I saw your hat. Mm-hmm. Literally from across this parking lot, I saw your hat. It was like Rudolph's nose just leading the way. By the way, how was your Halloween?
Oh, Halloween just happened? It was great.
Halloween, yeah, last week we had a great Halloween. We had lots of candy.
Yep. That happened.
Do you think that they know that we're doing this before Halloween?
I'm pretty sure they got it.
Yeah.
So based on your suggestion about the Hot Wheels, or like you said somebody had given away Hot Wheels.
Yeah, it was a choice. Uh-huh. They still put the pot, the bowl, or whatever of candy. But then they had the bowl. They had like a bunch of Hot Wheels on the table.
So I've got to go. I've gotten one Hot Wheel already, but I'm going into the store after this to grab some more because I'm trying to line up what possibly could be a costume with the Hot Wheel. So somebody's Bumblebee. I want to have a Bumblebee Hot Wheel.
Okay.
Be like, hey, what's up? I've got right now. So far, I only have Cruella de Vil's. So any 101 Dalmatian, which is a long shot. I'm hoping for a Cruella
Not really.
DeVille.
If you think about it, there's like 101 possible choices. 102 if you count Cruella herself.
Yeah.
You know, that means cruel devil, right? You get that?
I did get that.
A little bit of a wordplay. Hey, speaking of frightening, terrifying things, I watched Adam Sandler's new stand-up special.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking good.
Oh, yeah? I haven't watched it yet. I have to pay my Netflix bill.
It's good. Like he's doing something he actually wants to do and not just doing something because he wants to get paid for doing something.
I think he's been doing what he wants to do for a while. You know, nobody came to him and said, hey, look, I've got this idea for a movie.
No.
You play your own sister.
That's true.
Like,
that's true. But I mean, ever since they made the Netflix deal with him and Netflix,
mm-hmm.
it's only shit. It's like it's the worst shit that they did.
Which ones didn't you like? I like the Western. Thought it was funny. I did not like the David Spade. The one where him and David Spade. Yeah, didn't like that. I did like the David Spade where he was the stepfather.
I saw 5 minutes
or
of
not
that.
Not the stepfather, but like the just deadbeat dad. It's really good, actually.
Saw 5 minutes of it, and I was like, I'll come back to you, Mr.
Yeah,
Spade.
Solid.
But it's not great, right? But
no.
This is like
But I think that's why he did it, so he can be like, I can do whatever I want.
But he's the special, it's like a lot of music, half of it's music, like his old albums are, but it's fucking funny.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a Rob Schneider appearance, right? And this is just, here's why I'm confused about this. So Rob Schneider's in Grown Ups, right?
Uh-huh.
And then he's not in Grown Ups 2.
Okay.
And there's no explanation why his character's gone. So I'm thinking, oh, we got a little falling out with the Sandman. He's not in the circle anymore. But now he's in the comedy special. So what the fuck gives? What's going on here?
I'm about to give you a ludicrous explanation.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
He was busy filming something
else. No! No! Well, I mean, he does have that. He's got 2 seasons of his own show on Netflix. Which is
wait,
crazy.
Wait, what?
Rob Schneider has 2 seasons of his own Netflix series.
What show is this?
It's called Real Rob. Came out way before the Netflix Adam Sandler deal. This is his own thing.
Okay.
But it's like 2 seasons. They made two seasons of that. Technically, though, as far as I know, Netflix only paid for 1 season. He made the first one by himself.
Okay.
And then sold it to Netflix. And then Netflix paid to make. But still, does that ever come up? When you watch something on Netflix, does it ever, hey, why don't you watch?
And I've watched these Adam Sandler movies. You'd figure that would come up.
No. They're afraid. They're embarrassed. It's like, I know that we have Rob Schneider, and I know some of you like Rob Schneider, but I'm not gonna bring it up.
I'm gonna give you a map. Here's where you dig. Go get it.
That's right. By the way, speaking of things I'm embarrassed about, those glasses, big improvement from last week. Those are normal looking glasses. Yep. I mean, skewing towards pedophile glasses.
What?
A little.
These are like the Dahmer movie came out where he was a teenager. And like I was looking at the cover wearing these glasses. He's wearing these glasses on the cover. And I'm like, oh, wow.
You realize what you just said is like a scotch better than pedophile, right? Mass murderer, creepy mass murderer. Mm-hmm. Was he also a rapist? I feel like he was a rapist, too.
I don't know if he raped. I think he was, like, having sex with them.
Didn't he take the hitchhiker boys and go, like, I'll, yeah. And then he, like.
Come on in, boys.
But maybe they were consenting. Maybe. The point is, they all got
raped. I think maybe if they got raped, that gets overshadowed by they also got eaten.
Oh, yeah. He was.
So everybody's like, oh, what happened to, like, maybe they couldn't, you can't do a rape kit. Like, hey, was this rape? I don't know, but it's been fried. It's okay. Right there.
This is a serious question, Jinx.
Go ahead.
Would you feel like as Ghost Jinx after being one of Dahmer's victims? Would you feel better if you were raped first and then murdered, or would you be like, oh, I'm glad I didn't get raped first. I'm glad he just killed me. I'm glad he just ate me.
I'd rather just die. You want to get raped first?
I would rather get... Well, because he's... Okay. He's raped before, right? He's raped and eaten.
We don't know that he's been raped.
I'm just... No. Not him. I'm saying he's raped, he's eaten. He's raped, he's eaten. Mm-hmm. And then he gets to Gary. Just eat.
You're just too appetizing.
How's that going to make me feel?
You're
self-esteem-wise.
This is a terrible joke, but your meat's tender enough.
I don't know if I should be insulted by that. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, want to get to the show?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go,
That's
guys.
Just that whole series. It's questionable.
All right. We're going to start off like we do every episode. Almost. Have we done this every episode? I feel like we skipped one.
Maybe the Judge Jinx one we didn't.
Oh, last week we didn't fucking do it either.
We're on top of things.
I hope someone listens to this show, because obviously we don't fucking do it. Anyway, as we start most shows, we go to Yahoo Answers. Anyone mm-hmm. could go. YahooAnswers.com, the stupidest, the pointless, and in this case, the creepiest fucking questions.
Yeah, there are a couple.
There's a couple weird ones. All right, let's start. Here we go. Number one, are you a great person to talk to? I'm asking someone who's currently hosting a podcast. Are you a great person to talk to, Jinx?
I think once you get to know me, yeah. I think so. I try to be. I know I was in we were supposed to go to an event together this past weekend.
I knew I was going to get. Listen, I was excited to go.
I don't blame you because, like, you had a babysitting issue. It comes up.
The issue was no one wanted to babysit for me for 2 hours in the last 4 fucking years.
Yeah.
That was the issue.
Yeah, no problem. I totally get it. I put these, like, tickets out there, like, on all my social medias.
I filled my spot.
Yeah.
I filled my spot.
Yeah. And nobody got back to me. Like, these are free tickets. I'm like, here's some tickets.
I was wondering why no one took the opportunity to go to this show for free.
Uh-huh.
That must say a lot about you and how many bridges you must have burned.
It hurt.
But also, when I got someone to take the ticket, I was wondering, okay, first of all, confusion. You play fast and loose with what you tell people your name is. So I know her. I know you.
Uh-huh.
She knows you.
She doesn't know me.
You don't know her. All I know is, do you know this guy? And I show her a picture, and she's like, yes, I do. I was like, oh. And then I ask you, and you're like, never heard of this bitch. And I'm like, what the fuck? What's the problem here? So anyway.
So, I did not know her. She's a friend of yours.
Yeah.
Nice person. I feel, because I was, like, at the start of the show, I was feeling pretty down on my friends. And upset a little bit, so I thought I might have been a little curt to her, like...
Curt?
Like, I was, like, not, like, rude or anything, but, like, we met, we gave tickets, like, oh, hey, yeah, Gary sucks, yeah, we get it.
Well, that's... first of all...
Yeah,
first of nice. All, I understand that you have a common thread, right?
But then I'm also very bad at, meeting new people, yeah.
So you're bad at meeting new people?
Yeah.
Maybe she's bad at meeting new people, too.
Uh-huh.
So you shit on me? That's what you do? That's how you bring each other together? You get close to one another? By shitting on me?
Absolutely.
I try to find a spot. I try to find some company for you. Uh-huh. I try to give her a ticket to some shit. And then what happens when we finally come together as one? We shit on me. That's what we do. So here's the
So I felt like a little bad at the beginning because I had a ticket. We talked for a couple seconds. And then I'm like, well, I'm going to go inside and sit down.
She described you as being cool.
Okay.
And I told her she was incorrect.
What? But then after we sat down, like, it turns out it was not a sold out show. I sat a couple rows back because at the theater, two more rows back, and the seats are much better.
Weird.
A little wider, more cushioning on the back.
Now, did she follow?
No, she stayed two. She was sitting in her spot.
See, that's awkward.
No, I didn't, like, leave the spot. Mm. She was sitting in the spot, and then I came and sat down two rows behind her, nudged her, I was like, hey, how's it going? I gave her the other ticket. Like, hey, if you find somebody, here's another ticket. Yeah. Or she actually asked, she's all, do you want me to just try to hand out that ticket? Well, yeah, go for it. I'm going in. I'm done.
So the way I see it, when she said you were cool, I was like, hey, they hit it off. Now you're telling me this. I'm like, I don't think they hit it off anymore.
Well, it's not like a hit. Like, she's cool. Like, we talked for a little bit in the beginning.
You relocated.
We sat, like, near each other. It wasn't like an event where you're going to be talking during the show.
I understand.
And then after the show, I thanked her for showing up. I'm glad the tickets did not go to waste.
Did you then hang out after the show?
No. I said thank you.
I don't think this went well.
I appreciate it.
What
was it? Like, what do you mean went well? It wasn't like a date or something.
No,
it was like,
I'm saying I don't think you meeting some like a person went well.
For me, as far as first encounters go,
you You went to a completely
pretty
different
good.
Aisle.
The seats, Gary. I did let her know, like, hey, the seats are better back here.
Okay.
That's why I'm back here.
All I know
you're more than welcome. I didn't say you're more than welcome, but I did a gesture. Like, these seats are better back here. I've got a whole row.
By the way, I got to say, and this, I would expect this kind of shit from you. You're a more personable guy than me. But if I was in her shoes, there's no fucking way am I going to go meet somebody I don't know to go to a show with them. Ever. Never would I do this.
It was awkward. A crowded place. Yeah, that's the biggest thing, too, is awkward. And then when you're like, she knows you. And then when we met them all, like,
she did.
The awkward part, too, was like, Gary says you know me? I don't know.
She
listens to the show. She said, I know you're from the show. And I'm all, okay.
She's a listener, huh?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, Diana. okay, but here's what confused me.
So, yeah. So, as far as, like, because I'm a super awkward fucking person, like, when you first meet me.
No.
I think Diana can attest differently.
She did say something about how your glasses made you look like you might eat her. I think she did. But here's my confusion.
Okay.
So, she's like, okay, I found him. I wanted to make sure you guys... I was sending you guys the exact same messages.
Okay.
And by the way, you guys were, like, sending me messages back immediately. And I'm like, is it just when Jinx is with a person? Does he only get back to me when there's a human body next to him? But I was like, all right, let me know how the show was. So she got back to me the next day. And she's... by the way, if 12 hours pass, I have no memory of what the fuck happened. I don't understand. I forgot that I was supposed to go to a show with you. I don't remember who Henry Rollins is. I don't know anything. So she messages me and she's like, show was good. Chris is a good guy. And I say, who the fuck is Chris? I thought this was the most random message I've ever received. I was like, what show? I'm thinking, what show has a character named Chris? I don't understand. But she told, I was like, oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. I hope you and Christian have a good time. Oh, but to get back to the question, do you think you're a good person to talk to?
It takes some getting leading up to.
I think that's the opposite.
Okay.
I think you don't find out what an asshole you are until you commit to doing a 4-year podcast with somebody. I think you start the mountain, the Jinx Mountain, at the tip top and you roll down. I know I'm not a good person to talk to because I don't want to talk to you.
Okay.
I don't want to. If the weirdest thing is like if I show up to some place and there's like someone like an acquaintance. Okay. Do you know a guy named Jeff Mailman? I'm gonna call him an asshole right now because he defended my shitty mailman a long time ago. But he's a mailman. But I knew him from someplace. I don't know. But I was taking my walk the other day, and he's delivering the mail. And I see him, like, down Main Street, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, hey, what's going on? I was like, you know, just gave him the nod. I kept walking. I turned the corner. Guess who's there unloading his truck? Jeff Mailman again.
Last name's not Mailman, is it?
Yeah, it's Jeff Mailman. Delman.
Delman, yeah.
Jeff Delman.
I know Delman.
Okay, fine.
We'd screw with him.
Yeah.
His mom once pinned a note to his shirt telling the teacher he was not allowed to hang out with me in school. And I still, to this day, do not know what I did to deserve that.
Is it because...
You're speaking like... And then you bring up the I'm an asshole part. I don't remember if I did anything. I thought I was a nice kid.
Well, since every time I go on a walk, I see him 9 times, I'll ask him. And I had to just kind of tell him. I was like, are we going to say hi every time? Because 3 times now, I was like, do we have to say hi each time? Really? Not, each
just,
time?
Is it a full-blown conversation or just like a hey?
The second time was a full-blown conversation. And I don't know why. He was asking me, how far do you walk? I was like, listen, don't ask me questions. I just want to walk. Listen, I said hi. I gave you the two-finger nod, a little half salute. Let's get on with our day. You got stuff to do?
I understand that.
It's just awkward, but I kept seeing him. Mm-hmm. I kept saying hi. Like, we kept meeting. It was awkward and weird. 4 times this happened. So I finally just took I went back the way I knew he had already delivered mail. I was like, I guess I gotta backtrack now, because I don't want to see...
You're scared of a hi?
No, because I was annoyed by a hi to the same guy over and over and over again.
All right.
Anyway, I'm not a good person to talk to. Next question. This is fucking so offensive, but it makes me laugh every time I read it. Cheerleaders, why do you think they're so stupid?
It's a weird question. I don't like, I almost said I don't like cheerleaders, but like, I don't understand why cheerleaders need to exist. Like, why is the thing...
Literally, I thought I was going to be the asshole in this question.
No, like, I think the whole, like, cheerleading... No.
Well, I mean, you can...
Mostly because I watch Riverdale, and I have no idea why they have a cheer squad or why it's so important.
I don't know why you watch Riverdale.
It's amazing.
I get...
They had floating babies,
I will tell you this. Mm-hmm. I watched that first season, and all I could do to get through 3 episodes, right? I was like, mm-hmm. I can't take it. It's bad.
You hate Archie's the worst...
Archie's the worst. He's the Dawson of this fucking thing. But then you come up out of nowhere and say, hey, by the way, there's floating babies. I'm like, do I gotta go back to season 1 now and watch the fucking thing? Because I watched the new Sabrina.
It gets even better, season 2.
Did you watch the new Sabrina?
No, like I said, I have to pay my Netflix.
$10.99. Is it good?
Yeah, it looks great.
It's so fucking good. I was expecting Melissa Joan Hart stuff, and it's not that.
It's good. Like, on Halloween, I'm going to watch the Haunted House one.
Oh, you mean you watched on Halloween last week?
Yeah, I just finished that, and then...
How'd you like it? What did you think about that last episode?
Crazy, man.
It's so crazy.
Fucking crazy.
I haven't watched it either.
And then I want to watch Sabrina, then I might crisscross episodes and just kind of hang out and watch.
Here's my theory when it comes to the cheerleading. I understand the positives.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can use that to get into college. You know, if you're good enough in high school cheerleading, you can get scholarships for that shit. You can do that stuff. It's athletic. I've never said that it doesn't take a certain amount of athleticism.
It did bring us some Bring It On film, so I'm all right with that.
But here's the thing. Not a sport. Don't ever fucking come to
me. They do have competitions, though.
Okay, fine. Yeah. You also have baking competitions, and you have all kinds of competitions. That doesn't mean they're sports. My joke is always this, and it's a joke, but it's also serious. The number one reason I know that cheerleading is not a sport is that it takes place during other fucking sports. like baseball's never gonna just come in and play baseball during your cheerleading competition to cool down the crowd or whatever. It's not gonna happen. It's not a sport. It very athletic. And by the way, way more dangerous than you would think. Like, girls get paralyzed and shit because some dumbass doesn't know how to catch anybody.
Why throw... It's like walking across, like, on a tightrope. Why do it?
I don't know. At a circus, it's cool.
It's true.
Yeah. But I don't think...
cheerleaders...
Here's the thing, and here's proof that they're not stupid. If you get bad grades, just like football, they won't let you cheer.
Okay.
They will take you right off the team. So I think you have to at least have average intellect to be a cheerleader, which is more than I can say for most people who ask questions on fucking Yahoo Answers.
Yeah. So, but also with the competition thing, I don't like any competition that requires a judge.
Says Judge Jinx.
Well, it's not a competition. I'm making rulings here.
Well, I mean, I'm winning.
I don't like, apart from fighting, which, like, you can determine, like, a winner between two people, like, oh, that guy clearly won this fight or something.
I don't even like that.
Like, that's as close as I get to a judging. But, like, figure skating and all these other... Like,
well, then how else would you win?
Synchronized swimming. It's not something that needs to be won. Sometimes art for its art's sake is good enough.
Next question. How many times can a person get chicken pox?
All right, so this is, I think...
Science time. This is science.
A very non-science answer. I think twice. I think the first, like, you get it once when you're a kid. If you do contract it again, sometimes it's worse as an adult. That's what I heard anyway. I mean, this is just complete conjecture on my part. I have no idea, really.
Have you had chicken pox?
Yes.
Once?
Yep.
As a child?
Yep.
I don't think you get it twice.
You don't think you get it twice?
I'm almost...
I think if you get it a second time, something about it is different.
This is... like,
do we could Google maybe, this, but we're not going to.
Maybe you don't get the pox, like the actual pox.
Okay.
Is that what you call those things? Are they the pox, or is it just... I don't think you get the bumps.
Okay.
Maybe you get the virus. Because remember, like, when you get chicken pox, you're sick for like a day. And then you're just itchy.
You have to stay home for like a week.
That was the greatest disease I ever had in my life.
Oh, he's got chicken pox. Can't go to school. It's like, sweet.
I had the chicken... I had like the flu, right? For a day. Woke up next day, chicken pox, boom. But I remember there were certain people in my family that could not come near me, but other people could because they had already had chicken pox.
Yeah. So or maybe if you get it as an adult, it's much worse.
I don't know. But now,
I gave it to my sister and she got it. Like, I had a mild case.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't too bad. Like, oh, pox here, itchy, stay home, watch.
You got any scars?
No. Oh, I have a ton of scars, but nothing from chicken pox.
Just emotional?
Yeah, emotional.
My
sister got it so bad. Like, it was the terrible. I loved it.
My
so
brother
funny.
Got it. And it's funny, like, you would think you would get... Like as soon as you're healed, someone else gets it. You would think you might have it at the same time. My brother got it as soon as I'm done. Like the last bump goes away. I was like, "You," because I will say, it's the most annoying illness you could have. Like you're fucking itchy all the time.
I don't remember being that itchy. I remember like some discomfort.
You know I'll tell you right now, you were itchy.
I remember I fell into this one bush over by my grandma's house once.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, I could not stop itching. I was crying in the bathroom trying to take a shower.
You
just
fell
trying
into
to...
the old chicken pox bush.
I don't know what it was.
But now kids don't get chicken pox, right? Kids don't get it.
Is it vaccinated?
Yeah. My daughter's never going to get chicken pox or measles or anything like that.
Until some fucking anti-vaxxers comes in.
I got to say this. Like, for most shit,
mm-hmm.
I can see why you would think something... But the, I'm not getting my kid vaccinated, you're just a dumb motherfucker. Like, you're just so stupid. Polio.
We'll take our chances.
Polio.
Take our chances.
Next question. How can I test if my son is gay? Throw him a cock, see what happens? You would think they'd have some over-the-counter
just like some special sheets where he wakes up, they change color. You're like,
put on Bravo and see how long he watches.
See how long he likes it, yeah.
How can I test if my son is... You could do one of these things. You
ask
gay? Yeah, you could ask the kids. Or...
How are you feeling about your emotions and who you have feelings for?
Yeah. Or since it doesn't matter, just wait to see if he makes out with a dude at some point. That's a telltale sign. Like, at least it's a clue that they might be. I don't know. Like, why? How old's the kid?
42.
That's what I want to. He's been married to his husband for years.
His roommate Bill is.
No, I gotta say, I was accused.
Very clean.
I was accused of being a gay man. Here's the thing: when I was a kid, a younger kid, like I'm a kid now. When I was a kid, I don't know, probably like, it was like the last years of trick-or-treating time. So maybe like 9 or something, 10, whatever it was. I would walk in a way that you might call homosexual. Like, okay. I had like...
Very effeminate walk?
I would do a thing where I would always, like, okay, picture like a pregnant lady walking down the street.
All right, you got your hand on the back love handle.
Yeah, I would walk like that.
I'm a big guy, and my love handles...
Mm-hmm.
Very convenient for my hands.
Yeah.
Very convenient.
Sometimes coasters, depending on my position. Mm-hmm. But I would walk like that, and my father, he said, you shouldn't walk like that because you look gay when you walk like that. And that got in my fucking head real bad. Like, I was constantly trying. I also did this thing where I would stand, I don't know why I did this, I would stand like the Flintstones stand. Now, if you've ever seen, you know, like
their feet are
completely going the opposite
way.
Yeah,
heels together.
Yep,
toes at 180 degrees both ways.
I would stand like that. Just if I'm in a, if I'm just standing, I would stand like that. Legs completely together, feet going in opposite. And my dad even pointed, he's like, hey, no one stands like that. So I am glad.
Correcting your,
I am glad.
I stand like this, Dad. I fucking stand like this.
I'm glad.
And guess what? Steve's more than a friend, all right? He's more than a friend.
Steve's my brother, which is, to be true, he is more than a friend. So it was like a conscious thing to not put my hand on my side when I walked.
Right.
I thought about it for years. I thought about it. I was like, that's how you can tell where the gays are. They mm-hmm. got, but now my dad's getting up there in age. And I can't show the people listening, but I'll show you. He walks with his hand like this all the time. And that's the gayest thing. Like a limp
wrist. Like he's like a velociraptor.
He walks like Mr. Burns. Like,
he's like a T-Rex.
Yeah.
Yep.
And every time I see him, I was like, Dad, that's the gayest fucking... And I'm doing it out of spite. I was like, that's the gayest thing I've ever seen, Dad. Ya homo. Does Mom know about your boyfriend?
Is your wrist limp from jerking off dudes all day?
I don't know if I took it that far, just to be honest with you.
Did you pay for the way you stand?
All right, last Yahoo question. Yahtzee.
Yahtzee.
I can't read this anymore. This is the creepy one. This is not an email that was written to me and you. This is a creepy question that someone put on the internet.
Oh, yeah, dude, this one's bad.
For anyone to read and answer.
I was trying to remember, like, what are you talking... Oh.
Question is, how long... And because it got so specific is what bothers me, too. Like, how long can a little girl hold their breath?
Ugh.
Okay. If they said, how long can a human... It wouldn't be that bad. If they said, how long can a child, it wouldn't even be that bad. Yeah. But the fact that they said, how long can a little girl, first of all, like it's a difference. A standard little girl, a minute and 40 seconds. But I think there's a girl in a pool somewhere that we should probably get a hold of. Wait, that sounds terrible too?
I hope.
We should help.
Yeah,
we don't want to. But to answer the question, till the bubble stop, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Best case scenario.
Oh, Jesus Christ. There's no best case.
This guy's... a lifeguard, and he's getting a little worried.
He's about to take the test.
He's like, ooh, not even a test. He's sitting on the tower. He's like, I don't want to make a big deal and jump in there because that girl hasn't come up yet. But it's been about a minute and a half.
I don't want to cause.
Maybe I can get a Yahoo answer quick enough to help me make this decision.
So you're saying
he's trying to get an immediate answer.
So you're saying he's 90 seconds into a possible drowning little girl, and he takes to the internet.
He doesn't want to cause a scene.
I think he caused a scene at that point.
Your
job is to serve and protect. That's not the logo of a lifeguard, but that's what you do. You serve and you protect. Oh, you rescue.
You don't want to jump in too early.
Why? I'm listening.
You just don't. You don't want to cause a scene. You don't want people freaking out. Like, oh, this is... And then you're going to embarrass this little girl who's just trying to break her own personal record of 2 minutes underwater.
Oh, you don't want
to
fuck
you
her
got,
up.
Yeah, and you're going to go up there and pull it up. She's on her way to making that mark. She's training for the SEALs, Gary.
You know what I say, though? Some people stand in the darkness, afraid to step into the light. But some people, Jinx, need to help somebody when the edge of surrender. Don't you worry. We're going to be okay. It's a Baywatch because we're talking about life. Let's get to the emails. Okay. In addition to
the whole thing of like standing in the light, I'm like, he's a lifeguard. I assume it's Sunny.
I mean, you can swim at night. In addition to taking random, in this case, creepy questions from Yahoo Answers, we also read some questions from you, the listeners. Email us at accidentallifecoach@yahoo.com, and we're gonna put some thought into this, Jinx. That's what we do. We've been doing good.
I think we always put thought into it.
Well, the first couple episodes, I just wanted it.
Yeah, we gotta feel it out.
All right, let's go. First one, hit me with the first one. By the way, we did get one email I was very excited about. Because you're known for your impressions. You're known for your impressions. And we got one. We got an email that was written in Italian. Now, here's the thing. Why would you assume that you listen to a podcast where we speak English? Why would you assume that we know more than English? And why would you assume that that language is Italian?
Right after me talking about how much I don't like spaghetti.
Even if we did speak Italian. That's a risk. That's a gamble. Why wouldn't you? Since you obviously speak Italian and English, why wouldn't you? Anyway, I went through the trouble. It took me like 45 minutes to 45 minutes to translate this Italian email, and it was just some random company wanting us to take life coach courses. And here's the thing: we do not need life.
Yeah.
We should be teaching life coach courses. We should be teaching them.
We're already doing quite well in the life coaching.
Yeah, we're doing fine.
Yeah.
We don't need you, Italian scammer. But in the honor of that email, I would like to see if you can try an Italian accent during some of these emails.
Probably not.
Fair enough.
What's up, guys? My wife and I finally have time off work at the same time.
Wait, hold on.
I don't know whether this is
what
going.
What is that? What is that?
I don't
that
know. I don't know. Yeah, oh, she's coming out.
Can't take
and we arguing over how to spend it.
Oh my god.
She wants to have a staycation, whatever that is. Well, I want to go someplace fun.
Okay, hold on. You got Foghorn Leghorn, you got Brooklyn, New York,
I can't control it at this point.
Jesus Christ. How many people are inside of you right now?
I hate that question. Trip together, and we barely have time off together. Mm-hmm. What should we do? Ken from Chicago.
All right, Ken from Chicago. Here's the thing.
All right, let me reread that.
Yeah, please. I can't reread. Yeah,
all right, what's up, guys? My wife and I finally have time off work at the same time, and we're arguing on how to spend it. She wants to have a staycation, whatever that is.
Well,
I want to go someplace fun. Mm-hmm. We've never taken a trip together. We barely have time off together. What should we do? Ken from Chicago.
Okay. This is easy.
Yep.
First of all, it's a vacation. I'm going to assume seven days. Let's just say 7 days.
Okay.
It's a vacation. Maybe longer than that.
Yep.
But I don't think you would call anything less than 7 days a vacation, right?
Yeah, like, in my life, yeah, I have to, but yeah, in what I'm assuming where people plan trips together, yeah, right. 7 days.
You're
week off.
You're Chicago.
Taking a week
you're
off.
In the middle of the country.
Yeah.
You can't take 3 or 4 days and go someplace together and then come back and unwind for 3 or 4 days and have yourself a staycation, whatever that is. You can't do that. I mean, it's
his
compromise.
Words, not mine.
It's compromise, right?
Yeah.
That's all you got
to
do.
And I always feel that I need a couple days after, like, going somewhere to, like...
Yeah, travel
I don't
time.
Wanna, yeah, you don't want to get home and, like, oh, I got to work tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah, you want to give yourself a few days. Yeah, a little half and half.
What's close to Chicago that they can go to?
You can go to, like, New York for a bit.
I guess, yeah.
It's like a quick flight from Chicago, right?
I mean, it's a quick flight from anywhere, really, if you're in a plane. They go pretty
fast.
Yeah, do that, Ken from Chicago. Stop fighting. You know what's going to happen, though, with these two? They're not going to do what we say. They're either going to have a staycation, whatever that is, or they're going to go on vacation where Ken wants to go, and they're going to fucking fight the entire time because one of them's not going to get their way. And by the way, it's not you, Ken. You're staying at home. By the way, I will say that I'll stick up for his wife a little bit here.
Yeah.
There's no better vacation than a staycation.
Yeah.
It's like you're not supposed to be at your house, right? So you are where you're not supposed to be, but it's comfortable because it's your house.
Yeah.
She's on the right track here. But I you know what? Go to fucking Disney World or something for a couple days. Jesus. It's lucky people can't do anything by yourself.
Yeah, I agree. Half and half.
Yeah.
Just do that. It's fine.
Yeah. That's what marriage is all about, guys.
Compromise. Also, like, they say they don't have time off together that often.
Uh-huh.
Nothing's like one thing's better than a staycation, Gary. It's a staycation alone. That's being able to just like
you gotta. It's here's how you do a proper vacation. You gotta vacate the home and then shun your family. It's a vacate and shun. It's two words. That's what you gotta do. Anyway, separate it, cut it in half, guys. I bet you got 2 weeks. I bet you got good jobs, right? Like, they can't see each other. They have to have great jobs. Where would you go on a vacation right now? If we had to go right now, where would you go?
Like, what are my parameters? Just anything I want to go to?
Continental
Meow Wolf.
U.S.
Still Meow Wolf. I really want to go to it.
What is that?
It's an art installation in Santa Fe, New Mexico. It's like a huge, like, it's got like a ton of great stuff that you're supposed to go there. They have concerts and stuff there, but also tons of art and around. And then this is the perfect time right now, I think, to go to New Mexico where...
Not hot.
Yeah, not too hot. Like, it's probably mid-80s.
Get yourself some turquoise.
Yeah. That's where I would go right now.
I thought you said, like, when you said meow wolf, is that what you said? I heard gray wolf. Do you know what that is?
Gray wolf?
Yeah, do you know what that is? No. It's my worst fucking nightmare, is what it is. If you watch Nickelodeon, I think it's Nickelodeon, they have commercials for Gray Wolf Lodge or something.
Okay.
It's like this big indoor water park. I can't think of anything more fucking disgusting than you just going with a bunch of fucking dirty kids in water that you know was yesterday's water. Yep. It's just a big...
Is that why they call it Gray Wolf? Because it's gray water?
I don't know why they call it Gray Wolf, but it's gray. I think that's around New Mexico or Arizona or some such. Anyway, yeah, that's, we answered it. We're great.
Where would you go?
I'd go to Gray Wolf to see what...
Just to complain the whole time.
Yeah, you know what, though? And this is going to sound weird. I've never been to Legoland. And I've heard that it's boring, especially for an adult. I still kind of want to go to Legoland. Don't know why. I want to. Whenever I hear something, whenever I hear people tell me you're not gonna like this, I want to know if I'm not gonna like it or not. Because sometimes it's like the best movies, the best meals. It's always stuff that I'm against going in, and then I appreciate it more. So I'd go some Lego. I'd go Lego Town or whatever it's called.
That sounds fun. I would want to go to Lego World as well.
If you and me went to Legoland without my kid. We would be on, they would be on a high alert over there. He's got the Dahmer glasses, and that guy looks like he's pissed off. I don't know what's going on here.
I think we should do it now.
I'm going to the zoo this weekend.
In Fresno?
Yep. Would you like to accompany?
What day?
You know how this is going to go.
What day?
You ask me someplace, I cancel on you. I ask you to go someplace, you cancel on me. I believe Saturday.
Is that right? Yeah. I'll see what time I'm working, and I'll let you know.
All right. Yeah, he's not going, guys.
I know I'm off Friday, but I'm taking my mom to a Trace Atkins concert.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Enjoy that.
I actually like Trace Atkins. I've seen him once before. He's... So, like, when she's like, oh, I'm going to buy tickets. Can you take me? I'm all, yeah, I guess.
Was he the Lincoln Lawyer?
Yep, he's the Lincoln Lawyer.
I don't like him.
Sings that song. All the house and the lights are all...
I was just about to cut this part out until you started doing that. Now we're keeping it in. Okay, right. Next question.
Dearest podcast lords.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
I have a question.
At least speak up a little bit with that shit.
I am a not-so-proud member of the itty-bitty-titty committee. And I've been seriously considering getting implants. I can afford it and think it would make me look even better.
Why is she an old British lady?
My boyfriend is against it. He likes me just the way I am.
Aww.
But should he have a say in any of this? No. I mean, they're my boobs.
My boobs.
As small as they may be.
Yeah, my boobs.
Sarah.
Oh, Sarah. She wrote Itty Bitty Titty Committee.
Itty Bitty Titty Committee.
I'm going to say this, Sarah. Whether you are a big-breasted gal by the time you hear this, or if you are still a proud member of the Itty Bitty Titty Committee, you're my favorite listener. I got to say, just for adding that. And I know you're not Mrs. Doubtfire or whatever Jinx is painting you out to be. All right, this one's easy too, right? This is super easy.
That was
easy.
Sarah with an H, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You got to have that H. Sick of you twats over there skipping out on the H.
Does he have a say?
No. He does not have a say.
He has no vote in it. No. Can you listen to his opinion? Absolutely. Of course. Take it into consideration, if you please.
Yeah.
But in the end of the day, you do what you like, and he will not be disappointed. Don't worry about it. Like, he may like you the way you are. It's totally fine.
He likes me for me.
If you change a part about yourself that makes you even happier.
Well, she's changing two parts.
He should like you even more. And not just because you have bigger breasts, but because you're doing something to make yourself happier,
but
and should
thing.
Be on board with that.
Here's the thing, though. I don't think... I'm going to say I don't think she should do this.
Okay.
Because, she seems like she's got self-confidence.
Okay.
Right? Just the fact that she added itty-bitty-titty... She's got a personality. She's got... And, you know, with the small tits, you're going to have that personality, right? You're going to need that. Listen.
I have small hands. It doesn't even matter to me.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. Well, but I'm just saying, I don't think it's going to change her life. I don't think it's going to make her... I don't think it's going to completely change the way she feels about herself by getting by getting big boobs. And something tells me she's probably a decently... like a decent personality, decent looking probably. I don't think it's going to do a lot
You're
to change...
a lot into the one
I'm just,
line.
I'm just saying she seems like she's fun.
I don't think this will change a whole lot about a person.
And by the way, you wear a jacket, no one can see your tits. So who cares, right? If you're doing it for you, I get it, but I don't think it's going to change the way you feel all that much. It's like when I get a shirt that fits well, I'm happy, mm-hmm. I feel great for like a day, and then, you know, back to me being my shitty self again.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. It's gonna permanently inflate your chest, mm-hmm. but only temporarily inflate your ego.
But what I wouldn't do is only wear that shirt depending on what Jinx thought I should do, because it's not Jinx's fucking decision what shirt I wear.
Yeah, this is all about you.
You do you, Sarah with an H.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And occasionally let your boyfriend do you as well.
Please do.
Yeah. Next question.
Dear ALCP, my family...
Wait, took me a second. I was like, what?
Dear Al.
Are you looking for the Alpaca podcast?
Yeah.
Which I also host, by the way.
You are a podcasting machine.
I am. Cranking them out.
My family is the worst. Mm-hmm. Most of them are mouth-breathing Trump supporters, and the others are just assholes.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Some of them are harmless.
Okay.
But not many.
All right. I'm gonna,
The holidays are coming up, and I just want to avoid them. Should I or should I bite the bullet and tolerate their bullshit? After all, it would make my mother happy.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah without an H.
I like how your idea of Sarah sounds like Sam Neill.
Mm-hmm. Fine with that.
Holidays are coming up.
Holidays are coming up.
Thanks for reading my email. This is Sarah. No H?
No H.
Well, guess what?
That's how we're separating the two.
Guess what, Sarah? No H?
Mm-hmm.
You're also an asshole. I know their parents did it, but still, you could add the H. Like, if my mom spelt my name with, like, a mystery X in the middle, I wouldn't spell it like that in my adult years.
But why do you need the H in Sarah?
I'm just saying. Because the other Sarah with the H I like better, to be quite honest with you. Okay, I can relate to this question.
Okay, yeah.
Because every single year, I hate most of my family, and the ones I do like are the ones that are dying first, right? They're the older ones.
Yeah.
So, I got nothing to look forward to for the holidays except for the annoying assholes.
Mm-hmm.
And much like her, a lot of my family are the mouth-breathing Trump supporters and or assholes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I told... And my mom cries, right?
Why she...
Because I tell her I'm not going. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to do it. And here's the thing. No one gives a... It's not like I'm punishing them by keeping myself away from them. They don't give a fuck.
You're the treat.
They don't give a fuck if I show up or not.
Uh-huh.
It's not just me that hates them. I hate them. They nothing me, right? Their day is not ruined if I don't show up. But my mom, and uh-huh. she, by the way, my mom doesn't care if I go there. Right? She doesn't want to be known as the one member of the family whose son isn't there with her. So I told her, I think it was like February, I was like, Mom, you can get your crying out now so you don't ruin my quiet Christmas. I'm not going. I'm not going to fucking go.
What are you avoiding? Like, what are they going to that you're like, I don't know.
They go to my uncle's house, and my uncle's just a fuck. Like, my mom's side of the family,
mm-hmm.
they could all die right now, would not care. I hate them all.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's side of the family, cool people. I'll show up to that shit. But we always spend Christmas with my mom's side. Not going to do it. I don't need.
I totally understand.
And by the way, not that I'm shitting on the Trump people, because my dad's side of the family, Trump people too.
Mm-hmm.
Fine people. Good people. Those assholes, they're assholes completely for different reasons. But I told her, I was like, hey, listen, I'm not going. Do not think I'm joking, because this is exactly the same thing.
How long is it at your uncle's place that you're avoiding? Like, how long is like a typical like little evening?
It's like 6 hours.
Yeah, that's way too much.
Yeah.
How far away is it? Is there a stop by thing you can do?
What do you mean, what?
Like, is it in town, or is it a travel thing?
It's 30 minutes away, so not too far, but...
Yeah, I can see you don't want to go. It's fine.
Yeah. So
something like that, where my parents are going to be there all day, I would, like... Just because I talk to so little of my family, like, I try to explain to my mom, like, how much it doesn't fucking matter what they do or think. Like, who gives a shit? Like, we don't have, like, the close family
turns out a lot
type
of
thing.
Give a shit.
And I'm like, yeah, dude, don't even worry about it. But, like, in my case, because to make my mother happy, I would, like, if they're there 6 hours, I'll pop by for an hour, drop off whatever, like, couple presents I've got to. And then I'm like, you know what? I got to go do a thing. And if they ask me what that thing is, it is go to a movie on Christmas Day because... It's a good day to go to the movies.
See, we used to do this every year. The cousins, my cousins, all the grandkids, right? We would get together after we'd open the presents. We'd go see a movie with like the cool aunt. There was a cool aunt involved, and then my dad would usually go, And that would be the two adults, and we would go see, and it would usually be something kid-friendly. And then we got a little bit older, and then it would be like, I remember one time we saw The Wedding Singer. Good choice, right? You know, yeah. Not a Christmas film, but still something. We fucked up, because the youngest one of us was like 19. So we're like, you know what, we should do the movie thing again. What do you want to go see? And I don't know what year, but it was the last Lord of the Rings sequel. That was there. And we had like some horror movie was there. And then my cousin, who we do not let choose anything anymore, she's like, you know, the girl with the dragon tattoos out, I read that book's good.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay. And we all agreed, let's go see the girl with the dragon tattoo on Christmas. So it's me. On my right is my 62-year-old Aunt Donna.
Uh-huh.
On my left is my 85-year-old grandma. And as we watch rape take place in front of us on the big screen, very awkward.
Yeah, it's not really a family affair.
But here's the thing. When you watch a rape scene in a movie, you can be sure of one thing. You are not going to have to watch rape again in this movie.
That's not true in that movie.
No, it's not true. You get to see it again. I was like checking emails. Or, like, I have a strict no phone at the movies policy. Not that day. I was checking all kinds of emails. Like, oh, there's tits and stint. Oh, God. But we don't go to the movies anymore.
Oh, yeah, just that one movie. You can't, like, do a little bit of research and be like, hey,
let's well, not I'm not. That. Well, we thought we could trust our cousin who said, the book is good. It's probably good.
It's very accurate. The movie's very accurate to how the book is. But, how do you feel about the new Girl with the Dragon Tattoo movie coming out? Girl in the Spider's Web? It's a new girl.
Don't care about it at all. But my answer
I like
to this,
those books a lot.
My answer to this person is, if you're of a certain age, you don't have to go fucking anywhere.
Yeah.
I've already warned my mom, so I was like, there will be no emotions on my side if you are sad on Christmas. I'm telling you in February, I'm not going. Don't think I'm fucking, because she thinks I'm joking. She thinks I'm just fucking, I'm in a bad mood. So the mood will last until...
It's not a bad mood. This is who I am.
I'm not going to Christmas. I don't think this Sarah with an H.
No H.
No H. She shouldn't have to go either, unless she's like 17 or something.
Yeah, then you gotta go.
If you're how about this? If you are old enough to drink, you can do whatever the fuck you want. So let's just be fair about it.
Yeah, and then like take into consideration like what you owe your parents. I'm like if you're like you said you're old enough to drink, but if you're 19, you're like I'm a 19-year-old, but your parents are still paying for everything. Like you're going to college because they're paying for you.
Yeah,
suck it up, motherfucker, and go to the goddamn Christmas thing that they want you to go to. That's fucking paying your goddamn dues. That's fine.
But it's weird because family, it's like...
People, it's tough.
People expect you to treat your family better
mm-hmm.
just because they're your family. But it's like, I didn't choose these motherfuckers. And if I wasn't related to Uncle Larry, I wouldn't fucking ever talk to Uncle Larry. There's been no situation.
I just want to point out, I have an Uncle Larry too, who's amazing. Love him.
Okay, I will trade you for one Christmas.
I'm not going to trade my Uncle Larry for anything.
You want to help me kill my Uncle Larry then? Because he sucks.
My Uncle Larry helped us bury his body. Team player.
Your Uncle Larry's cool.
Hell yeah, he
Anyway, is. You don't have to go. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying don't go, but talk about it first. Did we do a good job today or what? I think it was okay.
I think we did okay. I think, we tried to help these people's problems with not real problems.
Are you drunk right now?
I have some gum in my mouth and it's like getting stale and sticky.
I got the nicotine that's still kicking.
I have, like, so it's Mentos, and of course it was on clearance, my frugal self, but it's very terrible gum. Like, it doesn't last
you get that quite fruit? Up. You get that fruit?
No, it's mint.
Bad choice.
And, like, it gets, like, it doesn't just run out of flavor, but it gets sticky. Like, if I put it on my fingers right now, I couldn't throw it.
Are you saying that because you bought inexpensive gum, the gum is sticky?
It is of a lesser quality.
Okay. All right. By the way,
it's sticking to like the roof of my mouth more than like a normal gum.
By the way, the bad time to mention our new sponsor is Mentos. They're coming back, baby, and they're sponsoring the podcast.
Good. Buy it when it's not on sale. Buy it at full price.
Buy it
Get
fresh.
The freshest.
Nothing's better than the Fresh Maker.
Oh yes.
Shit.
Bam.
Well, that's it. We got to go now. That's the podcast, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to help the show, we're not going to ask you for a dime yet. I'll find a way to take your money, but until then, you can help the show by going to iTunes or Stitcher, wherever you get this show. Give us a 5-star review, a nice rating. That'll help new listeners find the show. And if you have a problem, and I know you do because you're all stupid, Send us an email. How would they do that, Jinx?
You can email us at accidentallifecoach@yahoo.com.
That's right. Anything else?
No, man.
Hey, Sarah, Sarah with an H, send us a picture of those itty-bitty titties. See what you're working with? Like a before and after situation? What?
No, hey, that's fine.
If we can't get free tits on this podcast, what are we doing with the podcast? Fuck. What was the other? What was the first email? Oh, and by the way, let the girl out of the water.
Yeah, that was Yahoo Answers. Yahoo.
But still, I'm telling them, let the girl out of the water. That's creepy.
Go save that little girl.
Do the right thing.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.